Hello, I'm Mark Bazita. This is a CattleCast Extra. We're on location at Wharton Center, and our guests today are stars of Waitress, running now through Sunday, January 28th, Lena Klingemann and Jeremy Morse. Welcome
Hello.
To CattleCast.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So give us a brief synopsis of Waitress, both the play and the great music from Sarah Bareilles.
Okay, so Waitress is the story of three waitresses who are working at Joe's Pie Diner, a little town in southern Indiana, and it's about it focuses on Jenna, who is you open the show and she's working at this diner, and she finds out that she is pregnant. And then from there you find out that she is in a marriage that is not so not a good marriage, where she's dealing with her husband Earl, who is abusive, and she's in this abusive relationship. And with the help of her friends, Dawn, who is played by Lena Klingemann over here, and Becky, who is another waitress played by Charity Dawson, they help her navigate this abusive relationship and her pregnancy. And all along the way, it sounds so heavy, but within this, there's so many laughs and also tears as well, as they navigate their own wants and desires, all three waitresses. Some of them fall in love, some of them navigate affairs, and you get to watch Jenna kind of come into her own and find her empowerment with the birth of her child.
And with great music included in this, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, we follow the arc of the movie, written and directed and starring Adrienne Shelley. But Jesse Nelson created our book, and then Sarah brought amazing songs, the first of which she wrote was She Used to Be Mine for Jenna, the sort of, you know, 11 o'clock hour amazing number.
Yeah.
Well, and watching it, you know, it took me back, believe it or not, to the 1970s and 80s TV show Alice, with three waitresses who have fun and support each other in such a strong way.
Yeah, in a beautiful way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit, not about the current stuff, but what was your first break in Broadway show business like this?
I mean, for me, it's this. Yeah, I got to do the out-of-town tryout of Waitress the Musical when it premiered at American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, and then got to be a part of the Broadway production. And now I'm here, so it's been a 2.5-year plus journey, going on three, of being a part of this show and its development. So it's been an amazing process here. Other things I've done, I did one of my other favorite roles was playing Finch in How to Succeed in Business at the Walnut Street Theater in Philly, and in at Riverside Theater in Vero Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, and in terms of Broadway and musicals, it's this. It's very exciting, but it's a little bit of a departure for me because I do a lot of classical work, a lot of Shakespeare, doing the regional theater circuit, and some TV in there. And so, like my last production was just playing the role of Hamlet in Hamlet at the Colorado Shakespeare Festival. Mm-hmm. So Dawn is a departure in a wonderful way. But
Well, in this play, you not only get to do acting, but singing and dancing as well. Which of those are your favorite right now? I mean, between all...
Oh, man, that's a tough question because I love singing the songs that Sarah's written for the character Ogie, but I think navigating the scene work with Lena here, the acting part of it is my favorite part.
Yeah, I agree. The acting is, plus, like, for me, singing, I love singing, but singing feels like an extension of the acting, you know. They're both storytelling, and so for me, at the heart is, for me, it's the acting and, like, connecting to your scene partner. And I look forward to it every night. It's just like, and as we were just saying, it's alive and vibrant and different every night, and our audience is like a third character, especially for Jared and I's stuff that we do. And it's really fulfilling.
Well, and watching it from the audience, in addition to just the great acting and the music and all of that, watching the set changes are so much fun because there's constantly props being rolled in and rolled out, and the lights and you know, all of that, and the musicians on stage as well. What is the atmosphere like backstage?
It's fun.
I mean, it's fun. I mean, there's always a lot happening.
Yes.
Because there's so many props. It might just seem like there's a couple, but there's like so many different sugar containers all filled to different levels and mugs, some with water, some without. And it's very complex.
We have like almost like a Dewey Decimal System of pies in the back. There's like literally
nice
a
library
rack.
Reference, by the way.
Yeah, that was for you. There's like literally a whole rack and they are, you know, slotted in and specific to when they are need to be used in the show. And
right.
It's just like we have the most random, it's really fun to see the props backstage because there's like the doctor's office props next to flowers that we use and leftover pie that's in a getting ready to be thrown out and fake bacon. So, you know, sometimes we play with those backstage and we shouldn't, but
don't tell stage
management. Don't tell stage management.
Right. Well, now there's also some local talent in this play as well with 4.5-year-old Kaylee Rogers from the DeWitt area, which is just close by to us here. So what do you think it's like for her? And after opening night, she must just get a big kick out of this.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, it's also, I don't think at 4.5, I would have been I would have been way too overwhelmed. So I always applaud these kids for literally getting thrown into this at the last minute. We meet them on our first, Kaylee, on Tuesday, and we have a quick 20-minute rehearsal where she's put into the show that we all know well, and she just, she just does it, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always, they actually, inside scoop, they take my mic down during most of the finale when I'm with her, so I can actually talk to her and like, be like, hey, we're coming this way, all right, get ready to dance. And so it's always fun. Lulu number 21?
21, I think.
I think for us on tour, we have two in each city.
Right.
And we get to meet Vivian on Thursday, who is our other Lulu.
Yeah, it's a really fun part of the tour. You know, at first we were like, oh my God, it's going to be two new 4 or 5-year-olds every city. Like, what are they going to be like? And they've been amazing. It's been really successful.
Yeah.
And it's like a way for us to connect to the city even more personally.
Sure.
These two, you know, locals and their families come. And so it's a nice way to really land in a city and be like, here we are. These are our East Lansing girls.
Yeah.
And they're creating, you're creating such great memories with them
exactly.
too. They're going to carry you through the rest of their lives
so.
Too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I hope we don't torture them. So.
No. Well, let's talk about what are your dream roles? I mean, if you could go to any show from the current role to anything from the past, what would you most enjoy?
I have a stock boring answer, which is that I actually don't relate to dream roles or favorite roles. I relate to when I read it on the page, I see myself in it and I go, I have to do that. And Dawn, that happened with Dawn for me. But largely for me, like what my dream role is right now, and after having played a male role as a woman, I look for strong, complex female characters that are like very well-rounded, but also a lot like the women in this play, like Jenna. They are complicated and messy and both lovely and beautiful, but you also get a little mad at them. And, you know, when I'm so used to playing, you know, women ingenues in my life, where it's sort of very, I don't know, carved out and stereotypical at times, and, you know, you push against it a little. But I'm really looking for that in my career right now, is just complex female characters.
Absolutely.
Boom. Well, I can't follow that up with anything. I'll name two. Tobias and Sweeney Todd, which is a role that I've always wanted to play, and Dickon in The Secret Garden.
Okay.
So those two.
And maybe we'll see
Dickon
you in those one day.
I mean, knock on wood.
Do you have a favorite pie? This pie is
I
such
think,
a
we
key
have the
character.
Same favorite one.
Key lime.
Yeah.
Key lime. Okay.
Love key lime pie.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on opening night and over the next few days as well. Such a fun show, an inspiring show. Great acting and music and.
Thank you.
Lots of fun. So, again, congratulations to both of you. So, Lena and Jeremy, thank you for joining us here on CattleCast. And again, we want to remind people that Waitress is running now through Sunday, January 23rd, here at Wharton Center.
Come have
Absolutely.
Some pie.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much.
Bye.